The men's shop of the H.P. King Company, Bristol's great department store, presents the 6 o'clock news.
First, hear the news headlines. The eyes of the world are turning again toward Geneva, where East and West will meet next week in a follow-up to the Big Four Summit Conference. Secretary of State Dulles is on his way to Geneva for the Big Four Foreign Ministers Conference, opening next Thursday. A strike scheduled for Monday morning against New York's Long Island Railroad has been postponed. And finally, a private plane has exploded and crashed in flames about 20 miles east of Williamsport, Pennsylvania. 5 persons were killed.
For a man to dress up and to make a good appearance makes good sense, since first impressions are always so important. So fellas, to have the right clothes to wear at the right time, buy your clothes at H.P. King Company's men's shop on State. At King's Men's, you'll find Varsity Town sport coat. The standout styles by Varsity Town are sure to win a good impression. Fellas, see the beautiful new selection of sport coats by Varsity Town in fall and winter's beautiful colors. The famous tweed coats come in charcoal, brown, gray, and blue, and are styled with a center vent and also the side vents. Sizes are 35 to 46 in regulars, longs, and shorts, with a price tag of $37.50 to $45. There's other sport coats at King's Men's Shop on State that are priced from $25 to $35. So, fellas, if it's a sport coat you need, get a Varsity Town sport coat at King's Men's Shop on State. The standout styles by Varsity Town are sure to win to make just that right impression.
The eyes of the world are turning again toward Geneva, where East and West will meet next week in a follow-up to the Big Four Summit Conference. The job now is to try to solve the outstanding world problems under the friendlier spirit treated at the summit. Secretary of State Dulles is on his way to Geneva for the Big Four Foreign Ministers Conference opening next Thursday. Before leaving Washington by plane, Dulles said the Western powers are ready to meet every legitimate Russian concern for security. Dulles pledged the American delegation will act in a spirit of real conciliation, realizing that some giving on each side will be necessary. On his way to Geneva, the Secretary of State will talk with Italian leaders in Rome tomorrow. Then he'll go on to Paris for Atlantic Treaty talks and final strategy sessions with the British and French foreign ministers. A strike scheduled for Monday morning against New York's Long Island Railroad has been postponed. The National Mediation Board announced in Washington that the Brotherhood of Railroad Trainmen has agreed to postpone a switchman strike on the world's busiest commuter line. California Governor Goodwin Knight says he'll become a favorite son candidate for the 1956 GOP presidential nomination if President Eisenhower does not seek re-election. Knight also said he would support Vice President Nixon's candidacy for the presidency if Eisenhower urged Nixon's nomination, and Knight and Nixon, both California Republicans, have been at odds politically. FFL flight engineers are planning to go through with a midnight strike against United Airlines. The union said any effort by United to fly would be possible only by use of SCAB. The company serves 80 cities. A person in a position to know says Princess Margaret has not yet decided whether to marry RAF Group Captain Peter Townsend. The divorced war hero has said repeatedly the final decision is up to Margaret. The princess went partying again tonight with Townsend. The fate of the proposed new French-Moroccan government is in doubt again. The biggest Moroccan Nationalist Party refused tonight to join in the government. The French government in Paris has been counting on the new program to end nationalist terrorism in Morocco. French Premier Faure plans to hold general elections early in December. The premier will ask the National Assembly next week to approve its own dissolution to pave the way for a general election. There is no assurance the National Assembly will agree. Normally, the next French elections would be held in June 1956. Presidential Assistant Sherman Adams is flying back to Denver from Washington tonight to report to President Eisenhower on today's cabinet meeting. Adams will stop off at Boston to pick up the noted heart specialist, Dr. Paul Dudley White, who will make a further check on the president's condition. A top administration political strategist called on the president today, but Attorney General Brownell told a Denver news conference there was no discussion of politics during the 25-minute meeting. Brownell said he got Eisenhower's approval of a 6-point program for war on crime and improved handling of federal criminal cases. The chief executive was out of bed today for the longest time since his heart attack on September 24th. The president set up for a total of 70 minutes. Also in the news today, a private plane has exploded and crashed in flames about 20 miles east of Williamsport, Pennsylvania. 5 persons were killed. The plane exploded in view of several farmers falling on the chicken farm of John Hart. State police and Civil Aeronautics Authority investigators from the Williamsport Airport We're still trying to recover the bodies almost 3 hours after the crash. According to state police, the Middletown, New York airport said the plane had left there earlier in the day for Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And now for a look at the stock market report. The stock market opened strong, and although there was mild profit taking today, a late demand for steels kept the market on the way up for the seventh straight day. Price changes generally were within a range of 2 points either way, but there were some sharp exceptions in steel and oil. Sales total 1,710,000 shares. In all, 1,139 issues were traded. Of these, 479 advanced, 404 declined, and 256 remained unchanged. The Associated Press 60 stock average was 169.9, up 0.3. Here are the closing prices of some of the representative stocks. AT&T, 178.5, up 3/4. Santa Fe, 132.58, off 1 1/8. General Motors, 136.75, off 1. Standard Oil of New Jersey, 132.78, off 3/4. U.S. Steel, 56.25, up 1. U.S. Steel was the day's most active stock. Here are the closing prices of the other active issues. Pennsylvania Railroad, 26.18, up 5/8. New York Central, 46.75, up 1/8. Texas Pacific Coal and Oil, new issue, 31.78, up 1 5/8. Westinghouse Electric, 57.25, off 1/2. Ferry Rand, 22.25, off 1/4. The bond market in New York was mixed. Wheat at Chicago closed 1 1/2 to 1 7/8 lower, and corn 2 3/8 to 2 3/4 lower. In hog prices at Chicago, butchers were steady. The top 14.35 and the most number 1 to 3 is 190-280-pound butchers, $14 to $14.25. In cattle, steers, and heifers, nominally were steady. The top $21. A few good steers, 20 to 21. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Men, is it time for a new top coat for you? Then see the fine selection of top coats at H.P. King Company's men's shop on State. It's Varsity Town's famous Harris Tweed top coat. And the coats bearing the Harris Tweed trademark is made entirely from pure virgin wool produced in Scotland. Now, fellas, for warmth, wear, and smart good looks, buy your new top coat at King's Men's Shop on State. Get a Varsity Town top coat. You'll find a good selection of those top coats and their top quality, too, Varsity Towns, and the latest styles in fall and winter's beautiful colors of gray and brown. Select your size from 35 to 44 in regulars, shorts, and longs, priced at only $60. Visit H.P. King Company's men's shop on State before you buy your new fall top coat. You know it's good business to buy at a store that emphasizes quality at reasonable prices, so when you select your top coat, select a Varsity Town famous Harris Tweed from the men's shop of the H.P. King Company on State Street.